Minnesota Reads this morning here on Northland Morning. This summer and fall, we're bringing you books about the Northland by Minnesota authors. The Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards, NEMBA, were established in 1988 to recognize books that substantially represent Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, or lifestyle. Our guest this morning is Ava Finch. Her book, Fishing with Rayanne, published by Lake Union, was nominated for a NEMBA Award in the fiction category. Ava Finch, a.k.a. Sarah Stonich, this morning on the line. Hey, Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Well, Rayanne would no doubt be the first person to understand the way public broadcasting works and say, absolutely, make that pledge to KUMD, I'm guessing.
Rayanne would say, get on that phone. Yeah, absolutely.
This book, I have to say, it touched me in a personal way because Rayanne works in television, and I worked in TV once years ago, and she works in public broadcasting, and I work in public broadcasting, and so I fell into this book with a resounding splash and absolutely adored it. It is so funny and Minnesota-y, of course, I think, because there's the fishing component that so many of us can identify with, whether we, you know, just probably fishing for fun. A part of our experience as a Minnesota culture, of course, is fishing at the lake, at the cabin, at the resort, whatever it might be. But I'm really interested, she said, taking a U-E, in this idea of using a pseudonym. Now, I was young and impressionable when Stephen King was writing as Richard Bachman, and he wrote a number of essays about using the pseudonym and why he used the pseudonym. And, of course, he wrote The Dark Half, where the pseudonym comes to life and tries to kill him. So I'm really interested in this writer's device of using a pseudonym, and I'm anxious to hear why you made the choice, how you named your pseudonym, how this all came together.
Well, Ava Finch is a character in her own right, and I wanted to write something a little bit different. And I didn't actually write this book. Ava wrote it. So it took a lot of pressure off of me as a writer, and I just allowed my character to create this book. Of course, some of it came from me. I just loved the idea of an all-women fishing talk show on public television for all the obvious reasons. There's so much entertainment value there. And plus, there's a lot of reasons in publishing to go under a pseudonym. One being that new authors get a lot of marketing dollars and attention and reviews, where a third or fourth time novelist like Sarah Stonich is kind of a mid-lister and, the different kinds of support for that. But Ava Finch is a different character than I am. So she wrote this book and she had a whole lot of fun doing it.
Are you worried about Ava at all? I mean, Richard Bachman was not a pleasant person. I'm a little concerned for you. I need to know if I need to be concerned for you.
For Ava.
For you, Ava. With regard to Ava.
I'm not going to turn completely into Ava. I'm not crazy. But again, she's a different person. She's much younger. And because I got to choose her and build her up as a character, I gave her some attributes that I don't have. I made her 10 years younger. I gave her curly red hair. She's a little more bodacious. She's a little more in your face. And she's Canadian, which in this particular election year is kind of a relief, whichever way you're going. And I just wanted to have this character who wrote, and it makes it a lot easier to write, for sure.
As I mentioned, Stephen King's pseudonym, Richard Bachman, was a bad guy, and Stephen ended up, you know, being kind of threatened by him. But it sounds as though, especially because she's Canadian, Ava Finch will pose no danger to Sarah Stonich at all.
No, we're two completely different people.
So are we going to hear more from Ava? Does Ava have any new books on the horizon?
Ava has a new book on the horizon. It is the sequel to this book, and it's called Reeling. And there will be a trilogy of Ava Finch books. The last one will, I haven't named the last one yet, but I'm hoping that you hear from Ava in other venues as well. I originally wrote this book as a screenplay, and then I wrote it as a novel, and then I wrote it as a television treatment series, a series treatment, along with a pilot. So currently, the pilot is out there being shopped around for television. And
wow.
I think it would be, well, you've read much of it.
Yes.
And just the fact that it's a show within the show and it can have all of these other guests on. Because one of the things that Ava does, that Rayanne actually is the main character in the book, one of the things she does is she's kind of a burgeoning feminist. And when she lands on this show by accident, she begins to realize that she has a little bit of power. And she starts bringing interesting guests in onto the show. And they themselves, I mean, there's the racehorse masseuse. There's the bodybuilder who practiced by cleaning and jerking the weight of her abusive husband. There's the bounty hunter of deadbeat dads. There's all these various characters that come on the show and spark these ideas within Rayanne and really kind of mature her and make her realize what a strange world that she's come from, because she originally was in the very misogynistic world of male pro sport fishing. I mean, it's a very male-dominated world.
She's
on her own.
One final question for Sarah. Is a book about Ava on the burner anywhere?
A book about Ava?
No, but
I have just, I just written an article on writing under a pseudonym called Why the Disguise, and that will appear on Facebook and Women Fiction Writers and also the blog Women Fiction Writers. But a book about Ava, no. I am writing under another pseudonym, a man's name, Len Lahan. I'm writing a crime series, and I will write about the writing of that, because that's a woman writing as a man, and I'm interested in all of it, the variables and inequities in the differences between men and women in publishing.
Well, this is fascinating, and we'll get some links set up, including if there's a link available to this article. I'd love to have a link available to let folks take a look at that also. We'll get some links set up on our website. In the meantime, Sarah and Ava, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Fishing with Rayanne is an absolute howl. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Lisa.
Sarah Stonich. And or Ava Finch, our guest this morning on Minnesota Reads, Fishing with Rayanne, nominated for a NEMBA Award just this past year. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.